There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because of the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
So on this episode of the podcast, I'm super excited because I get to speak to someone who has been around from the beginning when it comes to teaching artists how to engage their fans. Their whole concept of their product, in my opinion, and it was one of the first, I'm not going to say what it is for just a second. It was one of the first that you started noticing when you were on bands' websites. It's one of the first you saw that you could get emails from. And all of a sudden, it was this engagement piece that had a lot more to it than many thought. And today we're going to dig deep into what those things are. And I'm talking about Bands in Town, and we are blessed to have Fabrice Sargent, who's the co-founder and everything Bands in Town, with us today on the podcast, because now more than ever, as COVID has lifted, there are more and more people in the flocks just getting out there to go see shows. And you have an opportunity to be found by an audience that didn't even know you because of cool tools like Bands in Town. So Fabrice, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate that. And let's just do a quick little background. Tell people,
Rick, really
about yourself.
Here today.
Yeah, and who you are. And then let's jump in and have some fun with this thing.
Great. Well, look, thank you for having us. Thank you for your kind words also, because it makes a big difference to hear it from people who are actually doing things for musicians. I'm running Bands in Town. We are a team of music fans at core. There are, you know, artists, musicians, lead singers that are working sometimes as engineers or designers at Bands in Town. Anything, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a big fan of underground electronic music and alternative jazz. So, but I'm a fan of the artists themselves. I'm the fan of these individuals who I relate a lot to, because I think that they are, in fact, small entrepreneurs. They are risk takers. And that's what drives me, frankly. It's to support these incredible humans who are taking a lot of risks to entertain others.
Well, I also think too, is that, you know, as you came into this space, you're a fan of music, but you're also an entrepreneur, but you're also a problem solver. What was the problem that you saw that you said, hey, Bands in Town can fix this?
Well, there was, and there's still pre-pandemic, the 40% of the tickets that were going unsold in average in America, mostly because people were just not aware that concerts were happening around where they lived. It's very hard actually to track, especially if you are a core fan, like a super fan.
Right.
You may actually follow one or two artists because you're deeply engaged with them. But if you like music in general or a certain type of music, it's very hard to just follow and discover. So Bands in Town is helping not only fans get alerted about the artists and their tours, but also makes us so proud. We also help artists being discovered through the recommendation engine. So solving that problem is really our mission toward the fans. But we also set ourselves on a mission to help the artists, not only by helping them sell more tickets, but also helping them engage with their fans and build what we call a sustainable future. And that's the problem here for the artists is, how do we grow a career over the long run? building assets, trying to create something that where they can continue to entertain for a long time. And that's the platform we're building right now.
Well, and that's where I think you and I and our visions align. You know, as I tell artists all the time, I said, I don't know if you're aware or not, but the consumer does not have to pay to consume your product. And most businesses would go broke. If you could walk into Costco, taste the sample, and then just take it and walk out, Costco would be gone. This would not happen in most businesses. Ultimately, what the fan is going to respond to is the community. They're going to respond to the engagement. They're going to respond to the relationship that you have with this fan so that you can then sell them a ticket or a t-shirt or a membership or something like that. And unfortunately, and let me just say this from my point, is there are a lot of platforms out there that will show you very vague numbers of your fans, 22% are in this country. Well, they don't give you any way to contact those people, even though they can contact those people and make recommendations and things to them. Bands in Town really started with the whole, let's get the email. Let's give us the ability through, you know, the artist platform that you guys have built out for your artist. Now, not only when you go to, let's say you're an artist and you go to a venue and you say, hey, I have 85 fans in the Dallas, Texas area based on what I see in my Bands in Town. And more importantly, I have their email addresses and a direct way to contact them to sell them tickets. That's a lot more impressive than saying, well, iTunes says I have 43% or 42 people, which you have no idea how to get to those people.
Rick, you say better than me. we are artists first. And we proved it so many times over the years. We feature only primary ticketing companies.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's been a choice that we've made a long time ago, which is obviously an expensive choice because and we stick to that positioning. We also not charge the artists for any of the service that they can use. So we offer them a full CRM platform,
right?
What we call now the fan management suite, which is totally free. And we contribute value to the artists by extracting value from the industry. So we charge the promoters, the ticketing companies, the brands. Bands in Town a very large ad platform, which charges brands to essentially enable us to serve the artists with a free tool. So it's true that, and that tool, not only, and last thing, and you said it, but I think it's important for the audience to understand it. We're the only platform which gives indeed access, which enable artists to message their followers for free with no filters, no restrictions. They can also send them push notification on their phone. So it's emails and phone. And that's unlimited and that's free. So it's almost as if they quasi own the opt-ins and the followers that they built on the Bands in Town platform. So this three elements makes it the platform very unique. Yes.
I mean, it's very rare. I mean, Facebook's starting to roll out something here. They're talking about where you can now get emails of the people that join your private groups and things like that. But the thing that I want you, those of you that are listening that are artists right now, is this is the part that pisses me off. The part that pisses me off is that you have access to these tools and one, you either don't use them, or two, you only use them as a promotional tool. And it's like you send an email out to everyone to tell them about this show that they can't attend. It's like, I'm really starting to help artists segment their list to sit there and say, okay, if you want to really, it's like giving somebody a Ferrari who's never driven a stick. It doesn't matter how great the car is if you don't know how to use the clutch or even know what the clutch is. So one of the things that when you guys go in, and as Fabrice just said, this is a free tool. Go sign up and claim your artist page on Bands in Town. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go in and you're going to see all the resources and the tools that are readily available to you. Then
so
what I want
targeting. So if you say segmenting and targeting is at the core of what we offer, and it's true that it would be limited to enable artists to message their fans if we were not providing the appropriate targeting tools and segmenting tools that could be useful to them. And I take this opportunity to mention that, you mentioned that we're the only ones who offer local targeting to the level of a radius. So you choose if you want to target the fans that are following you in the street where you live, you can do that. If you want to target the city, you can do that. If you can want to target the
region the state, or something like region, that,
etc., you can choose. And we noticed, by the way, that the 50 miles radius is the optimum. So right. You shouldn't go further than that, and maybe smaller depending on where you live. But it's generally speaking 50 miles that you should take to get the best returns. So this targeting is free. You can't do that on Instagram. You can do that on Spotify.
Nope, you're paying for it. Yeah.
Tell me where. And then, so building that audience on Benzintown is core if you want to activate these fans locally and also potentially pitch venues by, as you said, showing that you do have the opportunity to activate fans locally. The other thing that we are adding, and that's a very exciting, we're adding a new, now email builder capability. So a new email composer that helps artists not only message their follower, but there's a beta test program right now which tests the opportunity for artists to upload their own opt-ins, their own emails, the existing emails they have. They keep ownership of them and it doesn't get shared with Benzintown, obviously, but it enables them to use our tools for free to message their own emails. And so essentially you can send the same message to the Benzintown follower, right, to your email list, using the same composer, which is an amazing tool, which enables you to swipe in very easily. It's a click away to swipe in the tour dates, like it goes right in your email and it's being displayed beautifully. And talking about targeting, we added a super fun targeting segment, which is computed by our algorithm, which is obviously a subset of your following. So it's a limited number, but in our opinion, these are the fans that are the most engaged based on data we can collect. So so we can help you target by region, by show. So if you want to tell all your fans that have RSVP to a show to come dressed in white, I saw artists doing this.
That's great.
That's pretty cool. You can do that. And or they can get 10% off at the merch table. You can do that. And then now we're introducing this super fun targeting, which is somewhat of an experiment, but it's extremely exciting to explore this new avenue.
So for you artists, let me give you a piece of advice. If you just upload your email into this Benzintown, it does not know where they are from. It does not have the ability. If it's just an email that comes from you, it has no ability. What I would suggest is this: whatever platform you're using, whether it be MailChimp or whatever, is I want you to send out an email and tell them how excited you are about this ability. And I want you to give them the ability to either enter a zip code or a city or a state so that you can make that as a column that when you upload it into another platform, that's a line item, because then it can help segment later. Because what might end up happening is if you upload 1,000 emails into a platform and they have no idea where they are, you may be wasting an opportunity to communicate with someone telling them about a show in Nashville when they're in Puerto Rico. So do some research, but this is what smart business owners do. And that's what I'm always trying to teach you guys, is how to be smart business owners. Is the more information you can give your Benzintown artist page, the better that tool can work for you. Because like Fabrice was saying, it's one of the few places that's allowing you to have this segmented conversation and drop tickets and things. So there might be, I'll shoot a video, and actually Fabrice, I'd be more than happy to shoot something for you guys as well, teaching artists how to do this, how to send an email to get a little bit of regional data that can then be uploaded into your Benzintown account so that the tool can work properly. Because another thing that I want you guys to think about, and this is just a gift, is that if you ever want to be an opener for these cool bands that are coming in town, don't be afraid to use your tool to tell your fans about a cool show that's coming that you may or may not be involved in. So then you can tag that artist and they'll go, man, who's this Fabrice guy that keeps telling all these people about this cool show that we're doing? That's going to now see these tools can be used for other things. That's what you guys don't realize sometimes is they built you this Ferrari, as we were using that analogy earlier. Now we just want to show you the different departments that this works in, but it all goes back to something, Fabrice, that obviously somebody in your world instilled on you, which is psychology and human behavior. It's like, you can't just assume people are going to wake up and go, oh, what bands are coming to my area today? You were like, no, but they all love to go out to shows. Where did that come from with you? I'm impressed with that. Where did that thought process come through for you?
First of all, if anything, the pandemic has proven the case that live music is one of the last tribal experience. It's a human, like, vital experience. So when you feel something, you know, it's just the way you would research your things that are important to you. You spend time researching, right? There are not so many that you're trying to improve in your life. Happens that live music is one of them. So I feel that there's the stats, and right now the number of music, the level of music that is being uploaded to Spotify shows that there's noise in this market, right? So it's very complex if you're a casual music fan to discover new things and to also discover new artists, especially on tour. It's very different to listen to a playlist and to go buy tickets and right. test an artist. So 50% of the fans on Bands in Town admit that they went to a show of an artist they had never heard before, a Bands in Town recommendation. So we have to build trust in our ability to recommend, and then fans try and they discover, and in fact, it becomes like almost a gamification process. You like to discover a new thing. You like to be also first or early in discovering a new artist. That's part of the game that fans are playing. And we facilitate that. We help that. I think we are the core of something that is really vital for humanity. I feel that live music is one of the last resort, frankly, of freedom of speech. You can hear stuff on stage that is widely filtered once you get to bigger media or right. bigger, once you get signed by major record labels, you get into a commercial process, which necessarily limit creativity and your ability to expand. So live music is one of these environment ecosystem which are so free to express diversity. As you said, diversity in culture and cultural diversity. So once fans get to discover that and get addicted to it, yeah. they try to serve this addiction by getting to more show, getting to discover more artists, and Bands in Town is definitely fulfilling this need, I think.
So all of you, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but you go to artist with an S, artists bandsintown.com to, if you don't have an account, get an account. I mean, this is, like you said, it's a free major tool available for you. But also, once you claim your artist name and get into that segment, there's so many great resources for you. Any of you guys that are in my world, you know, please reach out to me and I'll show you how to best utilize a lot of those resources. Because once again, it's so noisy and it's so crowded. And every day you're trying to break through the noise. Every day, your thought process, in my opinion, should be, how do I get as many people to hear my music as possible? How do I get as many new people to discover me as possible. And Bands in Town is one of those discoverable tools. It's like, that's what,
well, it's
about it that you said earlier.
Artists, let's admit it, artists are obsessed, when especially when they're relatively new as a band, and to build their following on Instagram and TikTok. And then they look at Spotify as the only DSP that matters. I think that's short-sighted.
Yes.
Any good professional marketeer would see that marketing is a, and I'm sorry to use, you know, transactional terms, but it's a funnel. You start by attracting a broad base of potentially interested people. And that happens on Instagram and TikTok, where anybody can like you and follow you and things like that. But guess what? These followers are not necessarily ticket buyers. These followers are people that are vaguely showing interest. And it's a first step in the funnel, in the net that you're casting, okay? And that's the largest number of people that indeed you can quote unquote reach. However, when you post on these networks, only a fraction of these people sees you, because they obviously don't get alerted. They once in a while check their accounts. They're gonna see your post or they're gonna miss it. Some of them will become like core fans and will see all of your posts and will like and react to all of your posts, but that's really a small subset, right? So then once you've created this attractor, this wide net, you know, you want to convert a great number of these people into listeners and then ticket buyers. And that's where the funnel starts, right? How do I do that? And that's when Bands in Town comes to play. Because Bands in Town gives you a greater opportunity, as we said, to target by region, to sell them tickets, to sell them merch, to alert them on album release.
You give them direct access.
That's your super fan club.
You give direct access. These other folks.
Direct access.
Yeah.
So it's not incompatible. I'm not defending one against the other.
We need them all.
That you in a way, good artists actually convert their Instagram follower into Bands in Town user. That's how I see it.
Well, and you speak my language. I mean, that's what we teach people, is marketing funnels. It's like attract the most at the top, and at the bottom is where the money is made. But on this journey, and one of the things
the
I tell
you, of a Bands in Town follower must be 100 times higher.
Oh my gosh.
Than the value of an Instagram follower.
Absolutely.
The value
of
the money that you can make.
Hands down.
So building that over time is great, because you may have, and in fact, the good artists that I see doing this very, very actively are growing both platforms at the same time. So it's very possible that some artists have the same number of followers actually on Instagram or on Bands in Town. That happens.
Well,
and then it's a big win.
And I think too, is that we will find these people on TikTok, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And I always say that's rental property. That's property that you don't own, you don't control, you have nothing to do. You need to get them to your house as soon as possible, where you can collect information from them. And Bands in Town is a second house for you. It's like your website is your house, any place that you can get this information. Right. So we want to get them off the rental property, which is great. It's like Spotify is the biggest music mall in the world that lets you have a shop in there, but they don't give you any access. They close the doors when they want to close the doors. They determine how your shop looks. We got to get them to stuff that you control. You don't own Bands in Town, but you have 99% more control than you do over these other platforms. So that's what I think what Fabrice is saying as well, is it's like, hey, don't get caught up on, I would rather have 30 email addresses of somebody who's bought a ticket from me than 30,000 followers that have never done crap for me on Instagram, because I can make money off those 30 people. It's like, what we want to do is give them the nuggets and the reasons to get over to your funnel to get more information. And that's when the relationship starts. That's when I teach you guys how to create nurture sequences in your emails that ultimately gets them to subscribe to your Bands in Town, where there's a whole another program you and I could do, just a marketing call, which would be awesome.
No, but there's tools built to make and create awareness, and that awareness among the broadest, targets, that's Instagram, that's TikTok, obviously. They are tools who are and platforms who are meant to grow relationship and therefore help sell. You know, we help discovery and sell.
Yes.
And we are very proud of that because the tickets that we help sell, the merch that we help sell, we are very efficient, by the way. We didn't mention Web3 so far in this conversation, but artists do use Benzintowns to drop NFTs because all of these things require a pretty close conversation with the fans. It's not like the thing that you can just only drop on Instagram. And so it's very complementary, but building a sustainable future means building an asset. And the asset is first party data, meaning emails, phone numbers, and pixels. And we give you the tools, we give the artists the tools to do that. And I would recommend, if I may,
sure,
to do that as early as possible.
Yes.
In other words, our recommendation engine is powerful because it knows the artists quite early and it's able to recommend it in all these emails that fans receive. Half of the email is about the artists that they know and they track. Half of the emails is about artists they don't know. And 50% of our ticket clicks, and we send 10 million people per month to concerts, right? Ooh. 10 million.
Yes.
So half of the ticket clicks, I'm super proud to say that, half of the ticket clicks goes to shows of artists of less than 100,000 followers on Benzintown.
Wow.
So, you know, 100,000 is already a fairly big number, but it at least showed that we tweaked the platform, we modified the algorithm so that we drive traffic to artists that need it most.
Great.
But in order, if you want to get this traffic directed to your ticket links, you have to give us information as early in your career as possible. That's how the machine works.
Right. And the more you feed the machine, the more the machine's able to deliver.
Because people are going to like you, comment, share. All this activity will tell the machine that, oh, this artist is noteworthy and there's something going on there. So even if you have like 5,000 followers, which is already an achievement, that's okay. Don't it's hard to grow on Benzintown. It's harder than on Instagram. It's harder than on TikTok. But that's okay. Be perseverant, believe in yourself, and you can grow. And we have a program, by the way, that help artists between 500 followers and 5,000. That's called Big Break. That is precisely meant to pick the best one and the fastest growing one and to feature them and to become their promoter, their free promoter for a year. We put them on stage on a live stream. We grant the fans a free NFT to prove that they attended that live stream. So we do have a program like that. But anyway, even if you're not picked up by the program, by Big Break, you benefit from all the acceleration that the algorithm grants without even the artist knowing, actually.
Dude, that's awesome. And once again, that goes back to when I tell you guys about discovery. It's like you get featured on Big Break and then people come to your website and your website's garbage or your bios are garbage. That's why you want to get your house in order, get your restaurant looking amazing. So when somebody like Benzintown decides to give you that big break, that you take advantage of that opportunity. Because we're also seeing that a lot too, is that a lot of these artists that are given an opportunity to be seen, which they all want, they miss that opportunity because they didn't set themselves up properly. I have a whole module I teach people called the discovery module. What happens when people find you and you're not there to have the conversation? Do they get to hear your music? Do they get to know about you? Do they get to follow you? Do they get to sign on to these other things? Fabrice, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you've been making the rounds lately. I've been seeing your name pop up everywhere. I want to thank Amber for reaching out and getting you in here. But once again, just thanks for all the cool things that you're doing, that because you guys have been around for a while. And there's a lot of people that started when you started that aren't here anymore. They didn't know how to adapt. And you guys just seem to keep going, saying, okay, our core focus is fan artist relationship. When the times change, you guys seem to change really well with it. So I just want to say hats off to you on that.
Thank you.
You're always moving with the times.
Thank you, Rick. We are moving with the times. We are introducing new technologies all, you know, as they, but we keep the same focus, which is to help artists grow. We keep the same passion, which is to help artists discovery, especially when they are small. We never ever change our philosophy. And that's what keeps us going, actually. I think that it's consistency in supporting an ecosystem at the time when they need it most. And I would recommend to indeed log into your band's internal accounts because this new program that we're introducing will not only help build audience, manage them, but also email them. And that's essentially a free email platform for artists. Yeah. I mean that you will be able to essentially do all your emails from the platform with, and that's free. So especially for the early, early stage artists, which are usually struggling with cost and things like that, it's an amazing opportunity. So it's in a beta test mode now. It's going to be fully launched in June. But if you have an account, just check it out, and you're going to get an amazing platform, an amazing product very soon.
Awesome. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
You too.